Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Your life should obviously be influenced by your faith.
That's like a foundation.
In terms of your... Right. But in terms of your personality and like your hobbies and your interests and the things that you talk about and the things that you like and that you don't like, if you're just only talking about church stuff and you're not a clergyman and like you don't work for the church, it's a little odd because mm-hmm. like you're supposed to have like a job and you're supposed to like do things, you're supposed to have leisure, and like keeping up about church news and church politics is not a healthy expression of hobby or leisure. In the same way that keeping up exclusively with politics or the news or sports exclusively is also not a healthy way to have a hobby or a leisure, you know?
All right, you came to the right place, you ding-dong. It's called communication, baby.
Welcome to The Crunch, the only podcast with two guys where you can learn about romance in the right way. It's your boy Ethan.
And I'm Patrick. This is a special edition of The Crunch podcast where we talk about dating, because you guys are always asking us questions about dating, and so we need to help you sorry sacks out. If you have a question about dating, if you're down bad, if the kids are still saying that, if you're down bad, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord, go to the Dating Corner channel and submit your question. You'll usually get a response right away from one of our listeners, and then we'll answer it on the show. We're pretty good at answering people's questions, so bit.ly/crunchdiscord. Ethan, are you ready for the first question?
Kids are always saying that they're down bad, but no one is ever saying that they're up good. And I think we should start that. How you
What's
doing?
Up
I'm
good.
Up good, brother. Nothing. What's up good with you?
Nice.
Ha ha. All right. Hey, listen, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor of the mind and a surgeon of the heart. And I'm here to fix you. And I will try
to fix you. I heard that playing in my vet the other day.
Your vet?
Yeah, I heard that song playing at the vet the other day. I was like, that's a little on the nose.
You drive a Corvette?
No. Veterinarian. I'm making a joke about neutering your pets. As if that
song
is being...
You took your son to the vet because you couldn't afford to go to a regular doctor. That's patreon.com/the
They'll do it for you, by the way. They can set bones just like anything else. It's basically like a monkey. Come on.
Yeah. That's the dog's favorite part, is when you set the bone and he can chase after it.
Dude, I know we're not supposed to do kid stories on the podcast, but I got to tell you, my son is
After you took him to the vet for medical assistance.
After I took my son to the vet for medical assistance, he was getting off of his like step stool in the kitchen and his shirt hooked on the cabinet. And he like tried walking away and he like got stopped.
Yeah.
He turned around and went, funny. He's like, funny. Nice. So now whenever something funny happens, he goes, funny. It's like instead of laughing, he just points something and says it's funny, which is what I do. So he is
it's a good
my
comedian
son.
Thing.
He's like,
real comedians
don't
laugh
funny.
At jokes. They say that's really funny.
That's just, really
they,
funny.
They get the joke immediately.
Yeah, they get the joke. Like, that's hilarious. Yeah.
That's funny.
And they laugh at it later when they think about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, first question from Matt. We're talking to Matt. He's got a problem. I recently met this girl. Wait. I recently met this girl who's a friend's fiance's bridesmaid. Did we do this one already?
Okay. No, I would have remembered this. Friend's fiance's bridesmaid.
We really hit it off and been talking a lot since we met. I live 12 hours away. She was visiting and now she's gone back and she won't be back until my friend's wedding. I'd really like to ask her out, but I'm not sure how to do that with the distance. Additionally, I can't ask her to be my date to the wedding because I got to know this couple after invitations went out and they said they would have invited me, but they have limited space. So we've texted and FaceTimed since she went home and I think it's going really well. I'd be willing to do something long distance, but I don't know when or how to approach that and when it would be appropriate. Advice, please.
Well, you say that you don't have an invite to the wedding, but the bridesmaid surely has a plus one, right?
I don't think so.
No?
We didn't give everybody in our wedding party a plus one. Did you?
You wouldn't give your bridesmaid, if one of your bridesmaids had a boyfriend, you wouldn't let them come?
Well, the wedding's in June. I don't think he's got enough time to be a boyfriend.
Let's not get down in the specifics. You would have prevented a bridesmaid's boyfriend from coming to the wedding?
No, I don't think so. That's
all right.
Fair.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go. So here's what you got to do. You've been texting. You've been FaceTiming. All you have to do is just text her and say, do you have a plus one to the wedding? Lol.
That's not bad.
It's not my best work, but it will get the job done.
Ethan got his bachelor's degree in Riz. So
I got straight C's, but I did pass.
That was his prereq.
I think you just say to her, what'd you say?
That was a prereq. You had to get before you get your master's degree in dating. I don't know. There's that joke's
in dating. You got to get a prereq in Riz.
Yeah.
I think it's very simple. You just text her and you just say, wouldn't it be crazy? You could do like an ironic thing and like, wouldn't it be so crazy if you took me as your plus one to the wedding and you did like the crazy eyed emoji, you know, like I do that sometimes, like make it obvious. But like, if you've been talking to this girl, you know, why wouldn't she invite you? So I think you do have an end to this wedding. And I think there's a way for it to not be weird. In terms of dating long-term, I don't know, man. It just depends on what you want. Do you want to date someone that lives 12 hours away?
Yeah, this doesn't seem... My first question was like, why do you want this? You know?
I think he's up good.
Maybe he's up good. He was talking to a friend. They hit it off. They live 12 hours away. She was visiting and now she's gone back and won't be back until the wedding. Okay, so he lives where the wedding is and she's gone and comes back. So this seems to be where your friends are. So like, why are, you know, I don't know. One of you would have to move.
But it also
eventually.
Seems to be where her friends are also.
So
in
why
this
doesn't
place.
She just move there? I don't know.
Yeah,
someone's got to move.
I think you finesse. You finesse a plus one to this wedding. You go. You give her the time of her life. Okay. A life-changing rom-com sequence when Harry met Sally type of event. Okay. And then she moves here. Problem solved. I mean, you can't count on that. It just depends on what you want. You have to decide. Do you want to date someone long distance? Yes or no? If you do, then go ahead and ask her to start up a relationship. Fly out to see her as often as you can. Drive to see her as often as you can. Whatever it is. Like, you just have to commit. You got to pick a lane to go down. You either need to decide this is definitely something I want and it's worth it, and then do it, or say, you know, this is something that would be nice, but the costs outweigh the benefits. Like, I like her, but I can't see myself spending, you know, this much time traveling or this much time talking on the phone or whatever, being away from my friends here. So I'm not going to do it. And then you just got to cut it off, because you can't have like a long distance flirtationship indefinitely. Like, this needs to either begin or end at the wedding. Like, the wedding needs to be your inflection point, where it's either like done or it starts. So
you gotta figure that out. You got to get to this wedding.
You need to get to the wedding. I don't crash, but also, like, I've never, even if I told one of my friends to, like, that they weren't invited, I would not be sad if one of my friends showed up.
If, you know, they, as long have as they a don't buffet, eat, if yeah. they have a buffet, it's over.
Right.
Just show up.
Just come after the food. Buffet. Come after the food. Yeah.
Two people crashed my wedding. And I was cool with it. Mm-hmm. No, wait. I think four, right. actually. So Nick had two of his friends come, because day of, I was like, yeah, he could come, whatever. The cops aren't going to show up. We should not have done that. It was COVID. We were like breaking the law by having that many people there.
Who
Statute
cares?
Statute of limitations,
Who
Ron.
Cares?
Come get me.
Yeah.
I got diplomatic immunity because Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida now, so he can't get me.
Amen, brother. He can't chase you down in them high heels that he wears.
Meatball Ron. One of the top 10 nicknames. Anyway, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pocahontas is top, I think. I was talking to Phoebe about that the other
pretty
day.
Good.
I was like, she said that once and he got her forever. Anyway.
He just latched onto it. Yeah.
Ben gave me a TLDR for this one, which I like the headline. 21 female can't decide between two prospects. Ain't that just how it is, folks? Some problems.
I get it.
This is an up good podcast. Everybody's up good. Okay, I was talking with this guy, James, and all was well. Sometimes I'd get tidbits of thoughts. Is this more than a friendship? Because when he kisses me...
Ooh. What? Hold on. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's the lip police, and I'm here to arrest that guy.
Is this a joke? Hold on. I'm seriously... What? I'm serious. What? I was like, am I getting punked? Hold on.
Oh, when we passionately kiss and make love, it makes me think that he likes me.
Because when he kisses
what are you talking
me,
about?
I'm not sure I are feel they, anything.
Are they European?
It's nice, but it's not like fire. I know, that's what I was thinking. Are we talking like Dos Besos here? Are we like, you got two Jeffs, one on each cheek? Oh man,
Or is this like they're like dating, and like they've kissed, like they're in a dating relationship?
Sure.
That's probably
what it is.
I'm talking
with this guy, James. Doing more than that. Anyway, it's nice, but not
hard
like
to
fireworks.
Talk when you, hard to talk when you're locked, lips locked in tight, beautiful tango with one another. Goodness gracious.
It's not like when I kissed my ex where I actively wanted to kiss him. He then got very... Hey!
This is crazy. So I... Wow, James, listen.
We're never going to make it
I've
through
really
this.
Enjoyed,
I'm on sentence two
I've really
of like
enjoyed,
40.
I really enjoyed kissing you, but I do not actively enjoy kissing you, actually at all. So we're going to have to break up. Okay, this keep going. Funny. I won't interrupt anymore.
He then got very drunk, which is not the first time this has happened. It was very uncomfortable for me. In the meantime, this other guy, Adam, who ghosted me back in the fall... texted me out of nowhere after 5 months. I replied a bit, not but not too much. Also, for reference, I was not upset about the ghosting because at the time I was not ready for a relationship. I spoke to James about the drinking and he apologized and took full responsibility and said he would not do it again. We then spoke a little bit about religion. He was very confused by the Eucharist. We then started talking about abortion. He is pro-choice, where I am very much pro-life. He also supports LGBT, which in the child rearing long term could be an issue. By no means an immediate one. Everyone is 21 Hold or 22. On.
Why is LGBT the thing that would cause, not the abortion thing?
Good point. It's actually, like, that's actually
it's
a
like if you
red flag.
If you think you can abort a child, that would be a much bigger issue of child rearing than
for
like
child rearing, yeah.
I think gays should be able to get married. That's like a different. That's a kind of a different.
That's
sphere.
Fair. Yeah.
I feel like anyway, not important.
But then Adam appeared again. He walked me home after a professional event. He asked me if I was Catholic, and I made it clear I was practicing and the whole shebang. Which he said, "That's awesome. He really admires that." He shared that he'd fallen away during COVID, but definitely still believed and wanted to get more into his faith. I invited him to Mass with me this Sunday, and he seemed happy to go. James, on the other hand, always seems like he wants to avoid Mass. It seems like you don't like James.
Is this a guy that you just don't enjoy?
This guy that hates everything I believe, and also I passionlessly kiss sometimes. Should I date him or the other guy that agrees with me? And
there's
I think
this guy.
Cute.
Is this guy that I like? But he just gets drunk all the time, and like his lips.
Oh
his
yeah,
lips
I forgot about the drinking.
For me.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
he never goes to church with me even though it's really important, and also he thinks you should be able to kill children in the womb.
Now they're both texting me. I hate feeling like these two guys who I know on different levels are making it complicated to know what's best for myself. After James and I spoke, he's been very sweet and thoughtful, but Adam's been a bit more get to know you because we haven't spoken for as long as James and I have, so it's like she feels she's starting over, I guess. Point being, I hate having both these guys on a line. I found out there might be a connection. They could possibly know each other. Having both of them talk to me has also not made it enjoyable to talk with either of them. I'm stuck. I don't know how much weight to put on the pro-choice and LGBT issue. A lot. Put a lot of weight on it with James. I don't know Adam's stance on either of those two topics. Would assume he'd be more open to discuss since he's Catholic. I don't want to just write off the non-Catholic guy as my ex was Catholic and not great. So who do I choose? This is more obvious.
So you're trying to decide between James McCann and Adam Egget. And the choice is clear.
This is tough, actually.
Here's the problem. James is being nice to you and sweet because that's what guys do when they feel bad for how they've acted. But I do not believe that James is going to change his behavior or his opinions if he's not willing to come to Mass with you, if he's kind of weirded out by religion, if he's pro-choice, pro-LGBT. Like, I don't know. If you're being honest with yourself, you probably know deep down by the way that you dispassionately kiss this guy that he's
that's
not.
Kind of the biggest one, actually. Yeah,
that's so crazy. It's like, yeah, I just really don't actively. I actually really liked kissing my ex, but this guy, I don't know. I just kind of do it. Yeah, you don't
that
want
was
an obligation
the,
kiss.
That was a huge left I was not expecting.
Yeah.
Sometimes really I get funny. Tidbits of thoughts of, is this more than a friendship? Because when we're just making out on the couch, it's like, hold on. Yeah. Maybe I'm putting more into it than there is, but.
No, I don't know. I think if you don't like him and you disagree with him on things that are important to you, then don't date him. That doesn't mean you have to start dating Adam right away. But I think it would be a fair time to be like, hey, James, it's time to end our friendship where we kiss, sort of. You know?
Yeah, you
maybe he just always misses. Maybe he's just going straight for the upper lip, and you're kind of a more two-lip kind of gal.
Maybe he misunderstands
the assignment. I don't know. If you're European, please let us know, because that would really enlighten a lot of things. Like, if you're French, the whole context of this question changes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because that's just how French guys are. James is just a French guy in that case. And yeah. Adam is surely a foreign exchange student. So this is a whole different thing. And if you're French, then you got to weigh the cultural differences of the whole thing. So, but if you're American, I think drop James like a bag of dirt and be open to dating this other guy.
Seems cool.
I think it's pretty simple from here. It's obviously not simple for you, but simple for us.
Sweet.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode of The Crunch. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is a stimulating intellectual conversation, but I wanted to pause the episode real quick to let you hear from some of our sponsors. We will be back right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Ethan, I'm upset with you.
What did I do?
You got a free book in the mail, and then you read me the back of it, and I wanted to read it, but I don't have it.
Oh, just another way that I'm smarter than you and have more books.
Thank you. We have a sponsor. We have an author sponsored our podcast. A friend of Ethan wrote a book.
His name is Alec Molly, and his book, Out of Suns, you can find it on Amazon.com. Look up Out of Suns by Alec Molly. And I did get it in the mail and you didn't. And I think that's just because intuitively people know that I read and you don't.
That is the reputation probably that I've developed for myself as someone who doesn't read. Ew, yucky.
Yeah. And you definitely don't read books about two brothers that are going across the country together and wrestling with their faith in God and growing in friendship all because of a woman. That's not the type of thing that you
would read the back cover, and I am a sucker for these kinds of journey to a destination and a subversion of the expectation. Yeah, sort of. Yeah, like a big transformative experience. You read that to me and I was like, I love it. Also, I love stories about love, not working out. And guys, it's good.
This is a story written by a young man trying to deal with the modern world for young men. He's told me this is the book that he wished he would have had when he was in college, getting ready to marry his wife and all of these things going into grad school. So read Out of Suns. It's aimed at the boys, but I think the ladies could also benefit a lot from this book. If you got a boy in your life, go to Amazon.com, look up Out of Suns by Alec Molly, buy it. And, there's no way to tell him that we sent you, but I think he will know because there's tons of orders coming in because you're all going to buy it. Patrick.
He'll know in his heart.
Yes. And maybe one day you'll learn how to read.
Thanks, back Alec Molly. That's M-A-L-L-Y.
M-A-L-Y.
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 Yes. Look up Alec Molly on Amazon. Thank you, Alec, for sponsoring this episode of The Crunch.
Back to the episode.
Mike. This question comes from Mike. Bit of a time-sensitive question. There's someone I've been talking to.
My girlfriend is dispassionately kissing me, and I don't know what to do.
I've already bought the ring. Help.
Yeah.
I'm very pro-choice. Anyway, bit of time-sensitive question.
Yeah.
I have a drinking problem. There's someone that I've been talking with for a few weeks. I'm planning on asking her out. I'm trying to decide when. Here are my options. One, ask her out at an event tonight. Dude wanted advice right away.
Yeah.
Ask her out tonight.
He waited till the last minute.
Ask her out at an event tonight and potentially have 1 to 2 dates before I leave for a 10-day trip, leaving 10 days from now. Wait and continue to get to know her the next 2 weeks. Ask her out when I come back from the trip. I likely won't have much service on the trip out west. I don't know her incredibly well. We're both early 20s college grad students. Probably overthinking this. Don't want to give the wrong impression by staying in the get-to-know-you phase for too long without making my intentions clear. I also don't want to create an awkward situation by leaving and being out of contact so soon after asking her out. Thoughts?
Come on.
What?
Come on.
Come on. What do you mean, come on?
Mike, come on. I don't want to ask her out and then go on a trip. What are you talking about?
10 days isn't a long time. You're fine.
I might not have service on my trip. Guys would impregnate women and then go to war for months. No letters. And they come back and they just pick up where they left off. You're going to White Sands National Park in New Mexico and you're like, I can't leave her. I can't take her on one date and then leave her for this extended. Oh, I'm such a world weary traveler, and oh, I'm sowing the seeds of love around the globe. Woe is me.
About me when I complain about my flight delays. This is what Ethan does to me when I complain about sleeping on the floor of the Charlotte airport twice.
Patrick does get a bit melodramatic, and so I think it's fine to make fun of him. And I also think it's fine to make fun of you, Mike, because you're worried about something that is not real. And it's not that deep. I think you just ask her out and then go on the date and just say, hey, I'd like to keep going on dates with you. I have this 10-day trip planned. Why don't I go on this trip and then we can go on another date when I get back? How does that sound?
Don't miss me too much.
Yeah. Do you want me to send you some pictures? Here's what I'm going to do. Is any of that interesting to you? Oh, you really like mountains? Cool. I'll be sure to take a picture on a mountain and send it to you. Just be a person. Just be a normal person. Just be a guy.
Make a little game.
I don't want to extend the talking phase for too long to give off the wrong impression. What? I'm flabbergasted.
You're okay.
You're doing okay, Mike. You're doing okay.
Step one, drink too much. Step two, dispassionately kiss her. Three, apologize. Four, introduce her to your friend Adam. All right.
Dispassionately kiss her and then ask her, are we more than friends? Is this more than a friendship?
Oh, it's funny. It is funny.
It is so funny.
It is a little bit like you gotta not. You really gotta define the rule. We haven't talked about DTRs in a long
DTR,
time.
DTR, I know. Throwback.
Dude, I was in college. I was walking down the hall, and there was this guy and this girl. They were standing in front of the door to the stairwell, and I was like, I don't have to pass these people. But he had this like he had that look on his face.
He had the DTR look on his face.
You know the look that guy
had just taken one micro dose of DTR
where he's like so he is so hopeful, like he's got all the hope in the world on his face, like a little puppy dog like waiting, and she's got the biggest like I'm so sorry look on her face, and I'm like, I have to walk past this, and they're
pour
right
one
in front
out
of
for
the
blood
door. And I walk back and I walk past them, and I'm like, I'm trying to just pay attention to something other than that, and I just hear her go like, I'm sorry, I just don't think of you that way. And I'm like, oh!
No!
No! It hurts! Oh, poor guy. No. He was wearing a trench coat.
Wow. That's
fedora.
That's like... Was he actually?
Yeah, man. It was hard.
Dude.
It's a hard day. I think about that all the time. But he was doing it in the hallway.
Right.
Not a great place, but he was doing it. And you guys, you gotta have, I had one situation in my life where I like was unsure where I stood with a girl. It was the worst time ever. I would never wish that on anyone. Yeah. And a lot of people like live relationships like that. They sit in the complicated, and they'll do physical things together. And it's like, you can't, if you're not in a formal relationship, do not kiss. I'm not always about the rules. I do think that it's a good rule to not do any kind of that stuff if you're not in a relationship with the person.
There's a girl on Instagram that's been blowing up recently, and she just sits in her car and she just says, do not kiss your guy best friend. Don't do it. Don't kiss him. Okay, thanks. That's all I had to say. It has like 8 million views or whatever. Because it's just like,
I can't believe
it's the best advice.
He said.
I know, but it's great advice because there's lots of girls out there like, gotta just kiss him. But they don't know. They don't know what that does to us. When a woman kisses a man, it sets off a chain reaction in the man that can last for years. Okay? For the woman, she can kiss and tell. She's like, I kiss this guy dispassionately over and over again. And I don't know what to make of it. But for the guy, he's thinking about that well beyond
forever
the event forever. Yeah. Like it's It's very important to establish a formal relationship.
Stereotypically, women do not care at all about physical affection, and men just place it very high. That's why you have so many men heartbroken over one night stands, because the men. Making fun of you. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm. It is weird. Right is the thing. I'm right because it's a difference. It's a difference between a guy that's like going to the club to have sex with a girl because he wants to hook up versus like a guy who's friends with a girl and then she kisses him and he like actually likes her and then it doesn't end up
and she
with
doesn't
anything.
Like, yeah,
that's right. That's devastating.
That's devastating. That's a different kind of guy.
That's a whole other thing. Yeah. That's a different,
do not kiss your guy best friend.
Do not kiss your guy. Don't do it. Do we have
one more question? Yes, from Josh. Hello. I recently heard at a Catholic dating conference where the main advice was seek God first and your spouse will follow. Your spouse will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
This was first given in the context that you also have to be putting yourself out there and trying to form relationships, which I agree with. However, many times I've had conversations with other devout Catholics. The conversation is only about God, spirituality, the church, and it can feel awkward. How do you balance talking, practicing your faith devoutly, but also being a well-adjusted person who has hobbies and interests? In my opinion, it feels like the faith is emphasized too much in these relationship conversations, and someone will focus only on that and not see the merits of having other parts of your life, personality, relationships, etc. Thanks, Josh, for the question.
This is a great question. You're on the right track. You are head and shoulders above your compatriots at the Catholic dating conference that you were at, which is, it's crazy that we were not invited, by the way.
Yeah. First of all, a travesty on par with most.
Yes.
Most wars.
He's dating that Taylor Swift.
Who?
Travesty. Stupid.
A travesty. I thought I said tragedy for a second, but no, travesty. You said travesty. I said travesty.
You're on the right track. We did a live dating event in Oklahoma not too long ago where we said this exact advice, where we're like, guys, when you're on the first date, don't talk about the church. Don't talk about theology. Don't talk about the liturgy. And all the ladies were like, yes. And all the guys were like, huh?
Oh,
and that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because being Catholic is not a personality trait. Like, it's good to have your person informed by your relationship with God and the church, and like, you should live liturgically, and that should influence how you see the world and sacramental worldview and blah, 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 blah. Like, your life should obviously be influenced by your faith.
That's like a foundation
in terms of your but in terms of your personality and like your hobbies and your interests and the things that you talk about and the things that you like and that you don't like, if you're just only talking about church stuff and you're not a clergyman and like you don't work for the church, It's a little odd, because like, you're supposed to have like a job and you're supposed to like do things, you're supposed to have leisure, and like keeping up about church news and church politics is not a healthy expression of hobby or leisure, in the same way that keeping up exclusively with politics or the news or sports exclusively is also not a healthy way to have a hobby or a leisure, you know? It's okay to read some things. It's okay to know a little bit, but you need to be well-rounded. You know, you should try to read some books. You should try to go out I think I'm going to play volleyball with my friends this weekend. I'm very excited to play volleyball. You know, you gotta try different things. And it's hard when it feels like you're the only person that thinks that way, because then you're just like, well, then I can't connect with anybody on anything. At least before, I could connect with people about the church thing, which is probably what everyone defaults to. It's like, they can't find anyone that likes the thing that they like, so everyone defaults to the thing they all have in common, which is Catholicism, which is why it ends up being this like very weird.
Yes.
It's strange. But I don't have any advice for you, because it all depends on your situation, but just keep becoming the guy that you want to be. Keep forming your relationship with God, having hobbies, developing a personality, grow in your charismatic abilities, eventually you'll find someone, but it's just, it's not that easy. You know, you can't just pray and then God will deliver you a spouse. So.
Yes. In fact, sometimes the hobbies are what helps you find a spouse.
Oh, indeed.
Yes. And if all else fails, go get a postgraduate degree in theology. at a conservative liberal arts college, and you will find someone who will want to marry you. Yes. You have to finish the degree. You just go there.
Is this episode sponsored?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, so we're not going
to
name.
You thought I was pivoting into an ad read, and that's why you should go to. That was funny. If all else fails,
unnamed school.
Yeah, we're not no free pub. If you want,
yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Is to like become a focus missionary, like go get your master's in a because you can find if you're like 24, you can find a 20-year-old girl that'll marry you, no problem in these situations. Easy. So if you're really desperate, just go pick one up off the street. They actually don't mind. No. If they've got the sandals on and the long skirt, they will just let you pick them up and carry them away.
Perfect.
Don't do that. I shouldn't have to say this, but don't do that. Please don't do that.
Oh, man. Well, thank you all for our question askers. If you want to ask us a question and have Dr. Ethan give you his sage advice, go to bit.ly/crunchdiscord, ask a question in the Dating Corner channel. You'll probably get an answer immediately, probably within the next couple of minutes. People are in there all the time. And then we'll answer your question on the podcast. And then we will talk about how you should stop dispassionately kissing your guy friends. And we will poke fun at you for kissing a boy who drinks too much. Don't do that.
Yes. Yes. I think everyone in these who asked these questions are great. You guys are all doing amazing. Just keep up. Trust in God. We're just here to help. We love you. We want you. We need you. Thank you all for listening.
We can't steal that.
Oh, no. Sorry. Patrick, do you have anything else for the people?
I love you and miss you and want you and need you. Dating Corner Hope.
Thank you all for listening. Please pray for us. We'll be praying for you. We will see you all next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.